At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm fascinated by the bear that's wandering around. I mentioned my friend Chris sent me the picture, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this with Patrice Pyatt, who is the wildlife damage biologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation, just to give us a little info here this afternoon, or at least what we know. Hi, Patrice. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good. As I mentioned, I had a friend that shared this video over the weekend, and at first I thought I was being punked because I was told it was in the Lake St. Louis area. I thought, wait a second, is this real? And apparently it is real. And there have been a lot of sightings. So what can you tell us about this? I was told it was a juvenile cub that I was looking at, but maybe mom's around as well. What do we know at this point?
So it does look like a younger bear, but we don't think necessarily juvenile. We think it's old enough to be out on its own, likely like a teenager type stage.
Right.
So I don't think that we have to worry about mom being anywhere. This bear has really covered some tracks. So it has been spotted around Wentzville, Lake St. Louis, O'Fallon areas. So he's been covering a lot of area, but we haven't had any conflicts with him so far, which is really, really good. And he's been, like I said, moving along under his own power and, pretty well staying out of trouble. So that's what we're looking for.
I want to understand what you just said because you cut out just briefly, but you're saying you're not worried about the mom being around because this bear is kind of on its own at this point?
Yes. Yeah, it looks like it's old enough to be out on its own for sure. So we don't need to worry about mom not being around.
I live in the High Ridge Fenton area, and I know that there have been, sightings and even an incident down in Eureka at one of the churches down there. But this kind of surprised me because I guess I think of Lake St. Louis, maybe it's not a lot closer, it's just because of where I live. But is this a little closer to civilization than we're used to with bears in Missouri?
Well, we would definitely like for them to stay out of urban areas, but that's just not always possible. We do see them coming through on occasion. We've had several bears come through the St. Louis area in the past several years. And so, as the bear population increases every year, we're going to start seeing this expanding bear population start showing up in the St. Louis area. So it doesn't really surprise me that it's happening. Do we like to see them in the middle of town? No. But.
Well, so I guess the question then would be, first of all, I think I forgot to ask you. This is a black bear, even though it's more of a brown cinnamon color. Is that true?
Yes. So they can have several different colorations or phases. So this one is definitely a black bear, but it's more of like a cinnamon color. So they can range from black, brown, this reddish kind of cinnamon color that we're seeing in the pictures of this one. They can even be blonde. So there's several different colors that they can be, but they're all black bears.
Now, Patrice, as you probably know, and we see examples of this on the socials a lot, sometimes people do stupid things when they're trying to get videos of bears and other wildlife. So what is the danger level and what would be the warning that I guess you would give to people who are curious about this bear?
Yeah, so there's actually very little public safety concerns as long as people give the bear space. So we want to encourage people to, you know, maybe look from a distance, but definitely don't follow the bear. Don't corner the bear. You know, definitely keep your distance away from it. We hear, you know, people that, you know, get extremely close because they want to get their selfie or whatever, and that's a terrible idea. So we want you to stay back away from the bear as to not stress it out, not make it like, you know, it needs to, you know, run over you to get out of there. We don't want it to be cornered at all. So
I had an interesting incident over the weekend because my wife, God bless her, she left a bag of bird seed out and it was right by my patio door. And I go out on Friday night to let my little dog out. And thankfully, I hit the light because there was a raccoon that was munching on the seeds. And I bring that up because we also, some people like to, we weren't doing this on purpose, but some people do like to feed wildlife. My guess would be, do not feed the bear. Let the bear find food on its own.
Yes, exactly. We don't want the bear, you know, making that association between food and humans. We don't want, you know, to start a dependency type situation there. So anything that attracts bears, and that can be like garbage, you know, pet foods, bird seed, like you said, or nectar, barbecue grills, coolers, anything like that, livestock feed, beehives, you know, keeping that stuff put up, put away or stored securely is best, especially when you know that there's a bear in the area. So we would definitely encourage anyone listening to make sure that they, you know, get that taken care of. You know, if you do see the bear while you're out and about, just kind of remain calm. You know, you hear people say, well, should I like play dead? It's like, no, don't run, don't play dead. Kind of back away safely, you know, keep your safe distance, make lots of noise, and the bear is going to go on. But we definitely don't want any attractions out to draw the bear into your area, and you won't have to worry about that.
I have a lot of animals in my house, and I always love to adopt animals. Can I adopt the bear? Is that not allowed?
No, that's definitely not allowed. So,
one final question. Do you guys, like in a situation like this, do you ever tag the bears so you kind of can track where they are? Is that not something that you do?
Yeah, there are some research, projects that go on sometimes where we tag bears. There's also times when there's conflicts with bear, you know, maybe the same bear comes back and destroys property or something, and we'll have to trap it and we tag it. To where we know that this, you know, same bear maybe is returning again.
Right.
So, yeah, there are instances where we do tag, but not necessarily with this particular bear yet. Like I said, he hasn't really done anything to, you know, make that.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think he's pretty darn cute. That's why I wanted to adopt him. But Patrice Pyatt, wildlife damage biologist with the State Department of Conservation, thanks so much for the info, because you know how it is. A lot of people are buzzing about this. Probably wouldn't have as much talk if it wasn't for videos popping up everywhere, but people keep seeing him. Oh, wait, I want to make sure. Is it a he or a she? Do we know?
We don't really know. It's typical young male behavior to travel this far and stuff like that, but we're really not sure as of yet. So we've just received, you know, some reports about it like you have and some pictures, but
right. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Patrice, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.